Talking today with USDA, Joe Prusacki is with us, and we're talking about some fun things that you guys are working on with Oklahoma State University. You guys are actually in our neck of the woods. We're talking about a survey leasing for farmland that you're doing. Can you tell us, like, why is it so important? Because I know that Oklahoma State has asked and sent that out, but why is it so important that people actually go through and fill out those surveys?
Okay. So Oklahoma State University and USDNS, we have an agreement to do this. It's like a land lease and rental rate survey. Now, what that is it's done in conjunction, like I said, with Oklahoma State University. And the idea is, you know, they want to get more detailed information than the standard USDA cash rent survey, you know, because they want more information. So NAS is more than willing to enter into arrangements with, you know, entities and such like Oklahoma State University to collect those information. And see, that's important because, you know, for say in Oklahoma State, you know, that way it gives the producers in the state of Oklahoma an idea of, you know, what's going on in, you know, in the county and the surrounding areas. So if they're trying to enter into an agreement with a landlord or such, you have more information to make better decisions. And that's really the nutshell is anytime you have information on a topic, well, you can make better decisions.
Absolutely. Well, let's back up just a little bit. Tell us a little bit about what USDA NAS actually does, because some people might just think it's USDA and it's two different branches.
Okay, right. So the USDA is big, right? United States Department of Agriculture. And then we're this little bitty tiny agency of less than 1,000 full-time employees called the National Agricultural Statistics Service. That's a mouthful and a half in itself. So we're the folks that, when it says that USDA says wheat production in the United States is, you pick a number, okay? And then it's wheat production in Oklahoma is this number. Well, those statistics generally come from NAS. We're a survey organization. We collect information from the producers, and we supplement that with other information that we have available. You know, we get information from farm service agencies, say, like, to help us with the planted area, and then we'll use satellite imagery to help us with other, you know, other crops, you know, corn, soybeans, try to get a better handle on it. But the idea is we try to use as much information as we can. So NAS is in the business to do surveys. So there's crop production surveys that come out all around the 10th of the month, every month. And you'll see that in the various media outlets that, you know, USDA has these reports. And then on a quarterly basis, we'll do a grain stocks report. And that's always of interest, how much commodities in storage. That's both on farm and off farm. And we also do livestock surveys. We do cattle surveys every year in January and July for inventory. And then during every month during the year, we'll put out information on cattle on feed. So we're always doing something. You know, you name the commodity, we pretty much publish an estimate on it. You know, from fruits and nuts in California to poultry through the Delmarva, and eggs in Iowa and California and Indiana. But yeah, we do a lot of different agricultural statistics, and we provide that as a service to U.S. agriculture.
Well, yeah, speaking of that, I mean, each year we see the Oklahoma Wheat Variety Survey that is conducted by you guys. So how does that, tell us a little bit about, walk us through that process on how that works for the wheat survey.
Yes, right. So we call those external project agreements, you know, because that's something that's outside of the norm, you know, our normal program. So like you just mentioned, the wheat variety survey, because, you know, wheat being a major commodity in Oklahoma, the information on what varieties and what, you know, what kind of yields that these varieties provided and how many acres and such, that's of interest to the producer. So it depends on who the sponsor is. So just in general, the sponsor has to be somebody that's closely aligned to the mission of USDA and USDA NAS. So if it's Oklahoma State or the, let's say it could be the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Association, you know, their mission is to serve agriculture in the state of Oklahoma. And we'll be more than willing to, you know, work out, you know, cost structure for the survey. We'll mail it. We'll do the telephone follow-up and such, and we'll generate a summary if that's the case. In some cases, the cooperator, they would want to do some data analysis on their side, and we can work something out. Now, sometimes we'll get somebody to come to us, say, like you have somebody that's a pet food manufacturer. One time they approached us, and they said, hey, we would like you to do a survey on, corn, and we wanted to find out how much aflatoxin was in corn and where it's from. And it's like, okay, so far that sounds good. But then they said, well, we don't want to share that with anybody else. Well, see, they were trying to get market research to know where to purchase corn so they would have, clean, pet food. And right. It's like, well, we can't do that. I mean, we cannot do that. Now, if the Pet Food Manufacturers Association of America, if there is such an entity, if they wanted to do a survey and share with everybody, we'd be more than willing to do that, but not just for one company, just for their, no, we wouldn't do that. And then we go through the process, yeah.
How do these statistics and these facts actually benefit folks going forward?
That's, it's an easy question and a hard question at the same time. We live in a society that wants instant gratification. How is this going to help me? And I always tell people that the statistics, the numbers published by USDA and USDNAS, it's not instant. So the idea is, it's like, okay, we're doing the survey for grain stocks, right? Well, so what does that mean? Who cares, right? Well, you got to remember, a big portion of our, corn, soybeans, cotton, rice, wheat is exported. Well, we need to have an idea of how much do we have available or will have available either through the stock survey or the production surveys and know, can we enter into any sort of trade agreements, right? I mean, we have to have that information. You cannot sell more than you produce. It's just impossible. Right. And so that's one reason you want to have it. When we do the census of agriculture every 5 years, with the census of agriculture, you can look at infrastructure and such down to the county level. You can see the number of farms and such. So people look at that information. I know there are agricultural retail stores that look at the results of the census of agriculture to say, hey, there is a growing need for our store in this particular county because it looks like there's an influx of small farms. Well, yeah, those small farms, they still might need to have oil for their subcompact tractor. They might need to have, they need to maybe buy a couple little pieces, a little implement to move hay around or whatever, because if they've got horses or a few head of cattle on those operations, those types of information are used for that. And again, it's like, well, it's not instant, but yeah, it's indirect. You can take the information that we publish, and along with our sister agency, the Economic Research Service, you can look at the health and well-being of various sectors of agriculture. Say, like, use dairy for an instance. Well, if dairy producers are not, if they're going through hard times, maybe programs or policies need to be changed in order to help them. Things change. I mean, at one time we had a booming export business for dairy products, and then that changed. So the policy and procedures for dairy may need to be changed. And the development of safety nets. A lot of the data that NAS collects goes into the foundations for various insurance policies put forward by the risk management agency. So again, it's not direct, it's a lot indirect.
Right.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think some people aren't even aware that these statistics and facts are even out there.
Oh, and that's the thing and I had mentioned this to somebody, and I always mention I've been with NAS for over 30 years, and it still surprises me that people are unaware of what NAS is or does. And I always tell them, it's like, well, we have a state statistician in every state, and their job is to provide outreach to groups that are seeking information. And I always say, hey, if you've got a marketing, I'll use the word club or an entity within, your county, and you want to have NAS to come visit you and give a talk, explain the statistics, we're available. We have Troy Marshall is the state statistician there in Oklahoma. He's stationed there in Oklahoma City, and he'll go just about anywhere in the state of Oklahoma to explain what we're doing.
He's ready for us to put him to work.
Exactly. I mean, he's got plenty of stuff to keep him busy, but his job is to inform the producers, I'd say data users, and that could be university, that could be commodity groups, can be farmers, you know, all groups on what NAS does, and these are the information that's available from us.
Well, thank you so much for visiting with us, Joe, today. Really good information and knowledge, and we'll be happy to pass it along. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Casey. Well, you have a good one and enjoy the rest of NEFB.